The heck was Jeff Janis thinking?
Well, you know, I knew that was going to be one of your first questions, but did you watch the ball?
It was right coming right at us.
Well, okay, so then you saw it. I mean, it fell right in. Now, you're exactly right. What was he doing? Get on the ball. Get on the ball. But I think it kind of shocked him the way, you know, and once again, those are things we got to keep building on and keep getting better. But then what happened is you know, we have a signal which he did not give, and everybody saw where he was, and they just assumed we weren't coming out. And so they slowed down a little bit, and that's what allowed the people to get down there fast. Now, as you know, thank God Richard was there and got on the football. But, you know, I think when you're playing and win like that, I mean, it's just like the extra point or the field goal with Mason. I mean, you know, he says, I overplayed the win. I said, you know, and if you looked at the flags were going, they were going, you know, right perpendicular down the stadium, the ball was going to the right. But anytime they turned a little bit, it was the balls were carrying to the left, going the other way, the direction we kicked the field goal. So it was. But those are the elements that, you know, that's what makes football what it is. But there's no question we got to be able to play with that. And thank God, the offense, you know, took off and had a couple big play there, and we got out of that mess. But you know, those are things we can't make those kinds of mistakes.
Also, like there's a time or two where Janis and Montgomery were.
Then the next time, what I did is I switched them because where I thought the ball was going to go and where they were trying actually to kick the ball, so it would come down to Ty, and then Ty went and got the ball. And obviously, it's a communication thing that has to be done right there. So, you know, those are all things we've got to continue to work on. And, you know, once again, I mean, if you could go out and do it right now, that wouldn't happen. And that's what experience, you know, you can't go by experience. You got to go do it, and we got to learn from those things, and you know, can't let those things happen. Obviously, this team we're getting ready to play is a very good special teams team.
Before the game started, how did Mason feel generally about the wind? What did he feel?
Well, he knew it was a little bit of a crapshoot but he was hitting it well before the game. If you saw, I don't know if you watched the pregame. I mean, they were struggling a lot worse than Mason, particularly when you were going away from the tunnel. The further you got away from the, you know, the longer the kick, the more that the wind was going to affect the football. And it was in the second half that it was messing with it right or left. And you know, that's hard to do. You know, like he said, if he'd have just, you know, put it right down the middle, it would have been fine. But he played the wind and obviously missed it by just a hair.
There was no issue with the hold on that one?
No. I hopefully got that corrected.
Jump tried to cut it almost cross into the wind. He was angling a lot towards the right sideline.
Well, you know, like the long punt we had there, the second punt, once again, it was going, we were going away from the tunnel, and you saw where the wind was going. And that was, you know, that's the difference. And, you know, and it's the same thing that people have when they come to Lambeau. I mean, there's issues. You know, when you're in your own home, you kind of know the winds and know, you know, you can look at the flag and, you know, I always tell people the flag doesn't look at the flag. It's not really how it is, but and that's why we got the nice punts going in that direction.
The decision to use Randall, was that partially because of the wind factor? What kind of played into that?
Well, that, and you know, that's what coach would ask me what I thought, and obviously, you know, it's up to coach's decision. But I think you got a guy back there that, you know, that's a very, very talented returner, and he wanted to do it, and so let's go.
I feel like we've asked you this a couple times, but you know, you lose Banjo, and then now it looks like you're going to lose Goodson for, you know, a significant amount of time, and then J-Ron's down yesterday. So who do you kind of go to on special teams when you need a voice to step up there?
Well, you know, I think a lot of times in situations like this, and you know, is Jason and I got it. We got to help lead. I mean, we got a bunch of young guys. And you know, it's not like you walk in there to guys like Aaron and guys that's been around here a long time. We got a bunch of young guys, and you know, and when you, if you don't have somebody to lead, if guys aren't stepping up, then it's Jason and I talked about this morning. You know, we gotta lead. We gotta be the guy to help them through this thing. And they want to do well. They want to play well. And you know, we're gonna go out and we're not gonna worry about the result. We're gonna worry about the play. Let's take one play at a time, and let's be the best we can be at that play. Then we'll go to the next play.
To alter what you're doing when you're playing with guys that are that young and also who haven't been playing and all of a sudden you're forced to play?
Well, that's the big thing, and it happened a little bit with, you know, because of what they did on their kickoff. We made a couple small changes, and, you know, and it's funny, the game of football is so funny. I mean, we were on one of our kickoff returns, we were that far from taking it the distance. and you, you know, you did, if it went the other way, it's just kind of the rub of the green. But I think the thing you have to do is you can't have them out there thinking. When you got young guys out there that are inexperienced, they got to play fast. They got to play fast. The only way they can play fast is do the things that they've done. You know, we had some guys, you know, that out there that haven't gone through, you know, the mini camps and the OTAs and those things in camp, and so we got to get them up to speed fast. And as I said, you know, it's better to be simple than complicated, and let them use their athletic ability.
Hey, Ron, I know the NFL is different than college, but
in some regards,
but coaching's coaching, I would think too. You know, during your head coaching career, there were some tough times that you dealt with as a head coach. What are the most important things to do when you're going through a time like this as a team?
Well, you know, the thing I always try to do is take, and as I said, I mean, what happens, this game is about winning, and that's the biggest difference between the NFL and college, is it is, you know, it's strictly winning, but it's got to that point in college as well where it's about winning. And so the players, you know, they're more concentrated about, we got to win instead of concentrating on the play. Let's worry about this play. Let's worry about doing whatever we can do this play to be the best we can be. Then we'll worry about the next play. And I told him last week, you know, we proved last year that the score doesn't matter even when the game's over. I mean, we weren't ahead of the Detroit game until it was over. So keep playing. They play, you know, and you know, you just think about that. Now, that's hard to do mentally, to take, you know, to keep your mind on what your job is, and that takes a lot. That takes experience. I think it, in some respects they did that last night, but in other respects we didn't. And it's going to be this particular time. It's going to be key, I think, for our football team. Is, hey, we got to worry about each other. We got to worry about playing this play to the best of our ability. You know, there's nothing you can do about it. If something bad happens, there's nothing you can do about that. Worry about the next play. And that takes a very tough mental attitude.
How big a loss is Goodson?
Well, I mean, obviously he's a great kid, so you hate it for him, but it's a big loss because, you know, he was, you know, although the last couple of weeks we hadn't been able to use him the way we wanted to use him, but because he was playing so much on defense, but you know, he speed, you can't, you know, Jason and I can't coach speed. You know, speed is speed, and as long as we get him going in the right direction and make things happen, and he's such a competitor, he's just a very tough competitor, loves to play the game, and so, you know, you feel bad for us, but you know you feel bad for him as well. But he'll be all right. He'll be back.
What made you and Michael Randall on?
Say that again.
What made you and Michael with Randall?
Well, you know, I think obviously the week before when we had a little issue, you know, that and making sure we were good there, you know, you don't want to get Micah bummed up a little bit with the shoulder, and you know, he's playing well, and let's don't take a chance of him getting another shot and going backwards that way, you know. And I think Randall probably wanted to do it a little bit. He's been talking to me a little bit, or not really talking to me, but you know, he'd bring it up, or I'd bring it up to him. I mean, I, you know, not that he did a lot of it, but a couple of years ago he returned a few punts, and you know, he's an electric guy to get the ball in his hands. And you know, like Coach said, this is the time of the year when, hey, we got to have guys that the playmakers get the ball in their hands and let them make plays.